Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
Tell me that I don't look like a person that would have a butterfly tattoo.
Guys, she was walking all briskly in front of me. Is that a word?
Yeah.
I just made it. And I saw a little tattoo fluttering out the back, the top of her shirt. And I didn't realize I had seen it before, but from, it's dark outside, first of all, but it looked like butterfly wings. And I was like, Tashina, let me see your tattoo. And then she like stopped like a... got this in high school. And then I was like, oh. And I realized it was nothing to do with the butterfly, and I've seen it many times.
A lot of times.
And then I was like, I should have known, because you're not the type of girl to have butterflies tattoos. And you guys, you would have thought I punched her in the face the way she looked at me. Like,
how dare you?
And so I said, do you have a butterfly tattoo? And she said, no. And I said, are you planning on getting one? And she said, no. Then why do you look so fucking offended?
I just feel like if I want to be a girl with a butterfly tattoo...
I'm a girl with a butterfly tattoo.
I know, and you're saying that I can't have one, but your dumbass has
but
one, and I should be able to have one.
Butterflies are just so free and fun.
I'm gonna be the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah, I could see you having a dragon tattoo.
Do you remember for like 10 months straight in high school, I asked you to draw me a phoenix because I wanted a phoenix tattoo, and I wanted it on my rib cage?
Mm-hmm.
Larger than life.
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad
there's
that I didn't go through that.
There's something about asking me to do something.
Yeah, no,
that
it never
really
fucking happened, guys.
Sends me for a loop because
yeah, no, not once.
Especially when it comes to art, if it's my idea or if you give me like if you Jedi mind trick me and give me like an idea without giving me the idea, I'll be like, damn, that's a good idea. I'm gonna draw that. But if you physically say, can you paint me this or can you draw me this, it'll be like,
never.
Never.
Not once have I ever gotten a phoenix from you.
My brother-in-law has been asking me for Archangel for 12 years. The list goes on. I started a painting for my mom last Christmas. Last Christmas, not this one, but...
Right.
2020. It's still not done. It's a lot of work being an artist.
I feel the same way. When it comes to pictures.
But you do them a lot more than I do.
But my husband asks me to take pictures a lot. And I don't know what it is about Matt asking me to take pictures. I don't want to do them.
Well, apparently I fit right in with Matt. Because I'm pretty sure a couple months ago I asked you to take pictures and you said, fuck you. And then I have heard nothing back, so...
Well, I didn't know if that was like a... In the fall, in the spring, you were just like, can you take pictures of us?
Whatever season
okay,
you're
well,
available.
Let me know and so I can book you now. I literally had, thank you, Jesus, to this beautiful woman that texted me, it is February, and was like, can I get an appointment for November? Yes.
Oh,
yes, you can.
She's wonderful. Well, can I get a picture for next fall?
Yes. Yes, next fall or this one coming up?
Well, how far away is fall?
October.
Well, that's enough time.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. 6 months in advance. Okay. Fantastic. The week of? No.
Okay.
No.
So on my way here today, on my little trek through the desert, I went through, because every fucking street in this town is goddamn closed.
Does it make you feel like we have a little bit of a bigger town than we normally do? Do you normally take the same route home, so now you're like exploring the land?
Okay, let me tell you something stupid. I've lived here my entire fucking life. My entire life.
Right.
And I could get anywhere. Seriously, anywhere, obviously. It's like not even a square
it's
mile.
It's four blocks. Yeah. So yeah, you should be able to get anywhere.
But I could not tell you one goddamn street name other than the one I live on, which is Paul.
Right.
And so when the school calls the other night with a voicemail of how to come to school now because of the road closures, I've never been so goddamn confused in my life. Like, go down California, turn to Oregon, Broadway, like, so many fucking famous streets, apparently. And I'm like, where is that? I don't know how to get there. So I was literally panicking. Went to school early that day, and the street that I normally go on
was open.
Fucking open. So we sat in the car for 20 extra minutes. Like, Mom, why are we here so early? Guys, I thought we were going to get lost.
Yes, that I've lived my whole life
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and so when people ask me for, like, directions how to get somewhere, I literally panic because I don't know. You go straight and
good
turn
thing
left.
That message didn't say north, east, south, or west.
Yeah, no, that's... If it doesn't say left or right and I can't put my fingers up to see which one makes the L... We are not in the business.
Unless you tell me I need to turn left at the Vineyard Church, don't be giving me directions.
Yeah,
okay,
no.
I am a landmark person.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Reno.
Yeah, I could literally tell you, like, okay, it's the pink house. You're going to turn right at the pink house. You have, like, keep going straight for three roads. You're going to pass three roads, and then you're going to take a small turn. It's not like a full left turn, but like a round left turn, you know? No, I could totally get you there, but it just won't make any sense.
No.
At all. You'd have to be on my planet to understand.
Well, and we all know how that works out.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, but my truck here, okay?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So my truck, because all the roads are closed, somehow I found myself.
Small minute. Are you saying my truck here?
Trek.
Okay, like, trek. Okay.
My adventure.
I thought you were saying my truck here, and I was like, that's not it, babe.
Yeah, nope.
Okay, go ahead.
In my little adventure here, I found myself in the little alleyway between the school where the track is, and it brought me to the memory of your old beater fucking car that we used. What happened now? Because in my brain, I pictured us hitting one of those potholes that's the size of Texas. But did we hit a car?
Yeah.
It was a car?
Yeah.
Guys, we duct taped Tashina's hood down.
First of all... When we were in school, there's an alleyway and then there's a parking lot. Now that parking lot is fenced off.
No, and kids can't use it?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no. Or you have to buy, they have to buy permits now to park in the parking area.
Wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Anyway. And now the alleyway that we used has potholes the size of Texas. They were never that bad when we... I mean, there was potholes, but they were never that bad. You could lose a car in there right now. I drove through
yeah,
there...
Yeah, I forgot about it.
2 weeks ago? Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? I felt like I was in a jungle cruise or something. So I used to have a little white Geo hatchback, guys. Yeah. My parents did not want me to have a nice vehicle, obviously. I thank them for that because I put that fucking car through hell. It was a stick shift. So obviously I'm learning how to drive a stick shift still.
We had so much fun in that car.
So we're on our way to Round Table because that was the cool place to eat. And one of our friends was in front of us and he had a higher up Jeep. It wasn't like super lifted, but it was lifted with a hitch on the back. And Stephanie and I were in my car and we were following him to Round Table.
And she was driving 100% great, guys. Like,
yeah, if you know my history of driving
fucking
at all.
Pedal to the metal.
And was Tashina even looking in front of her? No, I'm fairly certain I was looking straight at you in the passenger seat, just chit-chatting away over God knows what. And then all of a sudden...
We wound up with whiplash.
We both went, wha-bam! And I looked at my fucking hood of my car, and it was accordioned up. And I just looked at Stephanie, and I was like, oh, no! I'm sure there was a lot of cuss words, because then we had to drive to my mom's work, which was right behind... Right in front of the alley.
Right next to the alley.
5 feet
away. She probably
away.
Even heard the commotion.
And... My
we
mom,
had to get our whole story right.
Yeah. I mean, my mom was like, what happened? And I'm like, I don't even remember what we told her. I don't even know if we told her the truth. I honestly don't even know.
That's why I'm wondering if we did lie, because I totally envision us, like, hitting the pothole and then it accordioning.
Yeah.
I think we told her it wasn't our fault. It was a big pothole.
Yeah. I don't remember what we told her, honestly. I couldn't tell you. But I just remember she went into her office, because it had, like, pushed up my hood a little bit, And she came out with a fucking roll of clear packing tape and was just like, and fucking my car had packing tape on it for a while.
Yeah.
And then not too long after that, there's this giant telephone pole in like the middle of the parking lot, and somebody had turned, I always left my car unlocked, somebody had turned my steering wheel, and again it was a stick shift, so when I went to start it, and most of the time I didn't have my hand on the wheel because I just, you know, I was gonna creep out. Well, somebody had turned my steering wheel and I didn't notice, and I went to start out and my car just went whoop,
right
into the pole.
I don't remember that one.
You were with me. I was by myself. I must have stayed after school or something, because there was like one more car in the parking lot and that was it. And I just remember like looking around like to see if anybody saw me, and I fucking put that thing in reverse so quick.
Got the hell
That's
out
probably
of
how I learned how to reverse so good.
You guys should see her reverse. If there was like a reversing Olympics, Tashina would win. She does it with like a
vigor.
Yes. She doesn't just lightly tap on that pedal.
Hell no.
She fucking slams on it and then slams on the brake literally a centimeter from where she needs to be perfectly every time.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Except for that one time at El Latino.
One time at El Latino. That was just recently too. Fucker scared the shit out of me.
Let's talk about the time that I got into an accident on Main Street. For doing the same thing, guys, going down Main Street, and there was a man on the side of the road that we happened to know, and he was waving at us. So that's what's important when you're driving, is the people on the side of the street.
Especially as a high school girl, let's be honest. It
was like an adult man. Remember, it was Travis.
Travis.
Crowder.
Is that who we were waving at? Oh.
Trishina doesn't remember who.
Trishina? Who's Trishina?
Anyways, guys, and I'm not just talking about like a little parade wave. Like, the window was down.
We were screaming like banshees.
Trishina was in the passenger seat, but her head was also out the driver window. That's how bad we were waving until we slammed into the car, who had rudely stopped in front of us without a stop sign.
Right.
I think it was a crosswalk, but who
middle
does that?
Of Main Street.
There was a crosswalk. But anyways, it was our lucky day because he had a warrant and his truck was beautiful and fine, not even a mark. And so he was like, just go. Don't call the cops, just go. Everything's fine. We don't need insurance or anything.
But we had to tell Stephanie's mom because Tashina,
I guess we're going to really have to divulge into this
popping
story.
A blood vessel because...
Because a couple months prior, my sister got herself into a pickle at her place of work. She had hit a car and did what every teenager does.
When lies.
Yes.
When they open their mouth.
And
lies.
And said that car hit her. But where she wasn't paying attention was the fact that my dad was a cop for many years. And it's pretty easy to tell, like, depending on stories, where the marks are in the car, like, kind of what happened, you know? It doesn't really take a true detective.
And if my memory serves me right, wasn't it not a vehicle that hit her? It was
she hit a vehicle.
Did she hit a vehicle? Because for whatever reason, in my mind, she hit one of those yellow, like, poles.
No, I'm pretty sure she hit another employee's car.
Oh, okay.
But she said that they hit her.
Right.
So my dad comes and he's like investigating it and stuff, and he calls my mom and he tells my mom, like, look, Michelle, there's no way that story happened the way she said.
Right.
She hit that car. And so my mom is not a fan of lying, like, at all. You lie to my mom, you're going to get a fucking black eye.
Yes.
And.
Yes.
Anyways. So she's heading home, my dad's heading home, me and Tashina are getting ready for volleyball practice. All of a sudden there's a huge commotion out on the porch, and they're like giving my sister the opportunity to tell the truth, and she's still, you gotta stick to your story.
Yeah, once you're in it.
Commitment. And she's like, no. And the cop is there by that time, and my mom, okay, we were literally just leaving the house.
Like, about to put our hand on the doorknob to just sneak past them so they could do their stuff.
Because they're on the patio.
And we didn't want to be late for volleyball.
And as soon as we get there, my mom, like, reaches over. And
wait, first of all, Stephanie's front door has like the glass, so we can see things that are happening, guys. I mean, yeah. It's like the frosted glass, like the decorative. We could hear it. We could see it. And this is what we saw.
My mom whacked the shit out of my sister right across her head, like right in front of the cop, right in front of my dad. She was so mad. And my dad, who thinks he's super funny and is full of dad jokes, said to the cop, obviously, because my dad was his boss, like, please don't take her. I haven't had dinner yet.
Yeah. And here Stephanie and I are behind this door.
Like, we just got to squeeze
like, through. Like, silent.
Here. Yeah.
Like, looking at each other, like, are we going to, should we go through the doggy door in the other side of the house? Like, what are we going to do?
Yeah. So we just silently walked around them.
Did not make eye contact with anybody.
In fact, we were so traumatized, we didn't speak the whole walk to the gym, except for right before we got there, and you looked at me and said, remind me to never lie to your mother.
Yes.
So fast forward a couple months, and we're driving down Main Street, and I run into a felon. What is it called? He's not a felon.
Well, he probably was a felon.
Somebody who's wanted.
Yeah.
Anyways, thankfully. And Tashina says, you are fucking telling your mom right now. It was our fault. It was your fault. You weren't paying attention and you're going to tell her.
And so we scrammed our asses. There was a football game that night.
Yeah, she was on the bleachers.
And we ran up there.
And straight told her.
Mama and straight told her. And then we got grounded. And it's bullshit because we got grounded. And I say we because I was with them 20, and we both got grounded. And I was like,
hey, we told you the truth.
No, that's some
we
shit.
We got grounded, but we didn't get a black eye. So, I mean, wait.
However, I don't know how much grounding you did, Michelle, when her best friend is still able to come over every fucking day.
School nights, weekends.
Like, what kind of grounding was that?
You were a fixture in our house. Yeah. My sister loved it.
Yeah. I think we're on good terms now.
Yeah, she likes you.
Holy cow. That only took a long time. Oh, man. Yeah, so one, don't ever lie. Nope. That's why I can't lie now. I don't even try anymore.
You think of my
no.
mom?
Well, first of all, I don't remember day-to-day life, let alone a lie.
Yeah, lying is tricky because then you have to remember it and then you have to stick to it.
No, I just straight up, I don't want to go to your party. And then they're like, well, you could have lied. And I'm like, no, because then I would have forgot the lie. And then you would have been like, well, how was your Uncle Dave's funeral? I don't have an Uncle Dave. You know what I mean? It doesn't work. Just be honest.
Yeah. Well, I don't get invited to many parties that I have to like lie about to begin with.
So. Man, I get invited to so many parties and then it's clashing with my schedule and then I don't want to do anything
anyway.
You're
a very hot commodity around here.
I guess. So, anyway, we don't have a lot to talk about today, guys, besides memories and other things, but...
Who are you? Oh my god.
This guy, I think that's your dad's neighbor, and he's really sweet. But what is he doing out? It's pitch black outside.
I don't know, maybe just going for a stroll.
In the pitch black?
People exercise, you know. And when I used to run, I used to be, well, I mean, I'm still a runner, kind of. But I used to run at night in the pitch black.
Why? Aren't you afraid something's going to get you?
It used to freak me out, but I felt like it made me run faster.
Oh.
Helped my splits.
I see.
Yeah. Except for the one time I almost fucking died because I hit a pothole with my foot.
With my foot, not
and,
a car.
You know, like a skipping rock in the water? That's how I was trying to get myself back situated, like seriously, for like almost a mile. Like flying through the air.
Oh.
One time. Oh my god, one time I was on the phone with my mom going by the school. And I get to this stop sign, and there was this old woman. She's got a dog, and she's walking across. Does she have a dog? I don't remember. I don't know what it was. I think she did have a dog.
Was it an iguana? God, what the fuck?
Oh my god, she's walking, and I'm talking to my mom, and she looked at me, and something tripped her, and I was like narrating it to my mom, like, oh, she's got it. No, she's going down. Mom, she's gonna go down. Oh my, no, she got it. She said, nope, she went down. Oh my god, she's bouncing. She bounced. She literally bounced like 5 times. Like, I'm sure her whole cleavage and stuff had road rash. And I'm dying. My mom's like, we were laughing so hard, we were crying. And she stands up right in front of the car. and looks into the merch and saw that I'm literally dying of laughter. She was like, flip me off. It was the funniest thing. My mom's like, you're not even gonna help her? Like, I can't stop laughing.
Can I tell you? Now, first of all, how long has it been since you've fallen? Like, straight up ate shit. On your own. Not from, like, a kid pushing you or something.
I think it's been a long time.
Okay.
Because I can't remember.
Do you ever think about it? Like, it's been a long time since I've fallen.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah. Because I thought about that last week, like, because Maurice had his road rash, and I thought, shit, it's been a long time since I've, like, really cut myself open and fell. This weekend.
Did you fall?
Fuck yeah. So embarrassing. Where at? So.
Oh my god.
So, I'm taking pictures. An engagement couple I've never met before. If you've never met me and I'm taking your pictures, it's a fucking doozy of a ride, okay? First of all, I am like a squirrel without a nut. I'm all over the place. I'm like in your face, out of your face, making you kiss, making you, you know what I mean? Like, you've never met me before. I'm a lot for some people. Not only did I fall once, so at the beginning of the session, I'm like in the snow, we're in the snow. Well, that snow is like sort of melting, sort of not. And I happened to like jump off this log, and I didn't fall all the way, but my foot went into the snow and then like,
yeah,
and I saved it. And I was like, it happens all the time. No, it fucking doesn't. Sometimes, and she's like, hey, watch out there. And I was like, I know. I said, sometimes it's so crazy. Sometimes I'll be walking and my ankle will just give out. And of course I have to tell the Kayla Lomri story. Sometimes my ankle just gives out, but sometimes I can save it, like that time. Right. So I'm fucking doing well. 30 minutes passes and we're on this like bridge, and the bridge obviously at some point has, has shifted. And so some of the planks are higher up. Okay. So I tell them, because I was there the day before taking pictures, watch out, because that little lip right there, when I'm going to have you guys walk, I don't want you to trip. Okay, not a problem. So I have them looking towards the... I have them looking towards the lake. And I'm like, let me change my lens. So I hop over this fence, and I'm running towards my bag, so they're not just fucking stuck, you know, in a statue position. And I fucking catch the lip of that fucking bridge that I told them not to. And they weren't looking at me, but all they heard was...
Did you actually hit the ground?
Yes! I hurt my hand. I cut my hand.
Oh, I wish I would have went with you now.
So I got up as quick as possible. And I look to see if they're still hopefully looking at the lake. And they're both like, are you okay?
Was your camera okay?
My camera was fine. It was just my ego that was hurt. But I had just thought, fuck, I haven't fell in so long.
Speaking of a lip, I have one in my house that is a monster of a lip. And I swear to God, it has gotten every visitor that's ever came to my house.
It got me.
Yeah, it gets everybody. And even at night, I'll be like laying in my room reading, and I could hear the kids like Speedy Gonzales from their side of the house all the way to mine. You could hear pitter 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 pitter, ah! And like nothing, because they're at this point, they're in orbit, they're flying through the air, and then they literally like like oh, the lip got you again, didn't it? Like, it's taken out so many toes, seriously. Those things are dangerous.
Our sunken living room has gotten my mom has tripped over that thing every time she's came into our house. And she's like, you need to get that caution tape. We had a party for Maurice's birthday, and it got Kim Bull, and she almost like hit the deck. She lost her plate of food. It was awful.
You don't really know it's there, especially now, because the floor matches.
No, yeah, but, no, that
so
cooking.
You just kind of like, have you ever been walking and you take a step and there's no floor under you? It's terrifying.
Yeah.
And then I almost get Joey. And I don't do it intentionally, but like fucking daily, because I have this little medicine ball in my garage. It's an 8-pound medicine ball, and I prop the door open with it in the mornings before I work out because it heats up my garage a little bit before I have to go out there into the Arctic and work out, and it's black. And so I always just, like, when I'm done, shut the door. And so I pushes it, which there's two steps right in the living room, or the garage. And he never, apparently nobody turns a light on when they go in the garage. And that ball is right there, and plus two steps. Right. And every time I'll hear the garage door open, God damn it! And you hear a bunch of, like, stuff falling around. He's tripped over that ball at least once a day. He's like, move that damn ball! I don't even think about it. I just shut it. But when I go into the garage, I turn the light on so I don't trip on the ball.
I don't think I've ever seen Matt trip.
No?
And that's really fucking irritating now that I think about it.
Oh, I trip almost daily at my work. I don't know if it's the carpet, but, like, when I walk, my feet, like, get stuck to it. It's seriously, I almost fall daily. I haven't fallen, but I almost.
I've seen Matt hit his head a whole bunch of times, but I've never seen him trip. I'm gonna have to work on that.
Trip him. We could do what we used to do to the people in high school. Do you remember what I did to my sister in the hallway?
No.
When Leanne crawled behind her.
Oh, and then you'd push him over?
Yeah, and then my sister got really mad at me.
Yeah.
I got in a lot of trouble for that one. I think she almost broke her wrist. She landed so hard. She was so mad.
Oh, poor Carissa.
Anyways, I won't push him, but I'll crawl behind him.
I'm not pushing him either. My luck, I'll fall. Speaking of Matt, so you guys, last week was Groundhog's Day, and Maurice was ecstatic. He had been telling me for 2 days that the groundhog was either going to see his shadow, not see his shadow, whatever. So, come to find out, I found out before I saw Maurice that day that the groundhog had died.
And she texted me, the groundhog died. Just, I want to put that out there.
But apparently there's more than one groundhog just in case it dies. So I'm waiting for my son to come home from Groundhog's Day upset because the groundhog has died and he didn't get to predict whether there was going to be 6 more weeks of winter or not. So he comes home and he's all happy and fine and everything's good. And I was like, oh, okay. Obviously nobody told him that the groundhog died. So then I start talking to Matt. And Matt's like, I just don't understand. And I'm like, what do you not understand about Groundhog's Day? Like, it's a groundhog. He either sees his shadow or he doesn't, whatever. So I'm in the shower. I get out of the shower and Maurice and Matt have done some investigating. And Matt is fucking livid that his whole 36 years of life, he has been lied to about Groundhog's Day. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, I can't believe it. It's all a lie. Blah. First of all, whoever thinks Groundhog Day is, like, legitimate, set in stone, that's the way the world is going to work, is a little bit batty.
Just a little bit.
So he's like, the groundhog, it's fake. And I'm like, well, no, it's a real groundhog. And he's like, I know it's a real groundhog, but he doesn't just come out of his home and see a shadow and then scanter off. They put him in, like, a fake tree stump that's a cage, and then they pull his little body out, set him on top of the stump, and he doesn't even see a shadow either way. They put two pieces of parchment down, and whatever one he lands on is what the prediction is gonna be. Livid. He's storming through the house, fucking upset. I just don't understand how people can change the whole calendar year depending on what piece of parchment the groundhog lays on. And I'm like, wait, what? And he's like, well, if he sees 6 more weeks of winter, then the winter date changes. No. And he's like, what? No, that's false information that you're telling our son. No, the winter date, the summer date, the spring date, they're all the same date, Matt. The groundhog doesn't determine when the date changes. And then he fucking lost it again. Are you kidding me? I was just like...
So what does it do?
It's just like a folklore. Like, it's just... It's not even... It doesn't fucking do anything. not like a... They get dressed up. They have some mead and...
It's just a stupid thing.
Yeah, it's just a stupid freaking tradition that people do. It's not like based on calendar years and if he sees his shadow, then the date of winter changes. No.
So we came over the other night to get a volleyball shirt and they're explaining this whole thing to us very angrily still. He was very angry about it. And she was talking and he was talking and I was confused. Because by the end of it, I said, but you said that he died. And Tashina was like, he did die, but he's not real. Like, I don't know what happened in that conversation because you said it's fake. And then the way that they explained it, you guys, they said, it's like a tree stump. And whichever direction it falls, like, is what it is. So now I'm fucking picturing this artist that has completely sculpted
a two-dimensional rodent. Yes.
That in a log
that would either flop one way.
And they stand it up and it falls whatever direction summer, winter is, you know? And I was just like so confused. Like, wait, this is blowing my mind. Like, what do you mean he's fake? And then I said, but you said he died. Tree stumps don't die. Tashina? And she's like, what the fuck?
She's like, fucking surrounded by a bunch of idiots. Like, what the fuck? And then Joey's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Joey was furious too. He thought the same thing Matt did.
And Joey's like, in my 39 years.
Yeah, and he's like, I thought it was like National Geographic's, like they come out of the hole and people are like hiding in the trees, like with binoculars.
Me too! And I'm like,
oh my god.
Fucking stupid.
And I'm over here picturing some fucking log falling over. Whatever direction.
And you could just tell on Stephanie's face that it was not, like, nothing was behind the eyes.
Which is common. But I was, like, looking from you to Matt to Joey, and then the kids were getting involved, and I was just like, the fuck is happening? Like, I don't understand. You guys are terrible storytellers. I'm going to chalk it up to that. Because you did say, he said, it's not even real, it's fake. And then you were like, yeah, it's a tree stump that they set it on. And then it falls. You literally said it falls. You never said it, like, whatever piece of parchment it goes
to. Well, here's the deal. I didn't know about the parchment thing, but Matt and Maurice found that out in their... So I don't know exactly, once they put him on the stump, I don't know if he, like, eats the piece of paper. I don't know if he just sits there. Like, I don't know how he determines which one he picks, but Matt was the teller of that part.
It goes like this.
Yeah, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
You know? His paw. Do they have paws?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen a groundhog. And every time I want to talk about it, I want to say hedgehog. Yeah. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Which I don't know what a hedgehog looks like either. Anyways.
So, that was that, guys. On the fucking Groundhog's Day.
This is how Tashina has been surrounded by complete morons her entire life.
It's like... You and Matt does... is like... Matt's a very smart dude. And not a lot gets past Matt. Like, I will definitely believe stuff before Matt will. But then there's things like this...
that blow your mind.
That Matt believes wholeheartedly. That I'm like... What? You really believe that a fucking... I want to say hedgehog. groundhog determines... And he's like, I just thought it was so weird that the whole United States just went by whatever that groundhog said. Yeah! That'd be fucking asinine!
Oh my god.
Oh, Lord. Anyway. Valentine's Day's coming up.
I hate Valentine's Day.
Did you know it's a $1 billion industry?
Oh, yeah.
That blows my mind.
I bet it's over that. Doesn't... The amount of nonsense that is bought on that day, it's like the world fucking vomits red and pink and purple. It's so much shit. Mm-hmm. Are you the mom that buys your kids stuff?
Yeah.
I normally do and I haven't this year, so I gotta get on that.
I do. I buy my kids stuff.
I fucking hate anything that takes effort. I really do. I hate it. Like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Cool, bro. Do you have a Valentine? No, then, like, move on. You're 10. Yeah. Sorry, but this isn't for you.
Right.
This is not your holiday. Okay?
Especially yeah. if I have to do it for you.
You single little twerp. Like, no.
Whoa!
I'm just saying.
I read it somewhere that like 54% of what is bought on Valentine's Day is candy.
Chocolate.
Yeah, candy. And then the next step was cards, which I thought was weird.
Cards, yeah.
And then flowers. And then it's got to be those fucking little Valentines that everybody gets for their kids.
You know that I've still... If this is the fucking year he does it, I swear to God I'm going to be so mad because I can't even eat it. But I have asked for chocolate-covered strawberries. This will... Well, I haven't asked this year, but 6 years. Do you know how many I got? Other than from you?
I was going to say I got you some last year.
The four that you got me last year because Joey sucks.
He'll get them for you this year because you can't eat them. Oh my lord. Yeah, I used to really be into Valentine's Day, and now I'm into vacations. And I'm like, if you spend any money on any fucking nonsense, because flowers are at least... Who's that now?
I don't know. A lot of people like to walk at night.
Oh, that's the cutest little bulldog ever. He hates men. And I'm like, good for you. He loves women, hates men.
Yeah, but all of my kids needed stuff for their parties, and then those stupid... I hate Valentine's cards. God, I hate them. And Addie wanted those little sweet tart ones, the boxes. Mm-hmm. So she has to write on everything. And I mean, she's a pretty good writer, but she's not at the stage yet where she could just fully do it by herself. Right. And so I have to help her. I just don't like it. Like, no, I don't want to do that with you, but okay.
And I just feel like everything is just... Can't we spread out holidays?
Seriously.
I feel like there's a holiday every fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then Jaden's birthday is on the 19th.
Yeah. Can we not?
Yeah.
Have your birthday? Thanks.
Just move along.
Honestly. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, horrible, no good.
Are you doing anything for Valentine's?
No.
Me either.
No, I don't care about Valentine's anymore. I want to save money so I can take myself to Harry Potter land. What was that?
Remember that plumber I was talking to? Anyways, guys.
We gotta go. Oh, also, guys. We have decided that our lives are way too hectic for you. So, we're gonna come on every
other
week.
Yeah, just until sports and stuff die down.
So, which is like, going to be never, summer. Guys.
Like summer, because softball. Softball's done by April, June.
My daughter's not playing softball. So. She has refused, so.
She said that last year, too.
Yeah, but I forced her to last year, and she's like, I don't want to play.
So. That really sucks, though, because she's pretty good. She's very aggressive.
I'm hoping, though, that maybe if she misses a year and then we go to some games, she'll miss it.
Yeah, and then want to.
But she's very stubborn. I don't know if you've met Peyton. And I feel like if I'm like, oh, you miss it, huh? She's going to be like, no. Never have I ever loved that sport. But she loves volleyball, and that's all I can ask for, so.
Yep.
We have volleyball, guys, every Saturday.
I have volleyball Tuesdays, Thursdays. And Saturday.
Oh, yeah. So our life's just a little bit hectic right now. It's tax season. I'm going to have to start working weekends here in a minute. Yeah. I already worked on Sunday. It was only there for a couple hours, but...
You have to, like, get all dressed up and stuff?
No. Not on the weekends, no. But it's so nice, though. I get more done on a weekend than I do all week long.
Yeah, because nobody's screwing around. Nobody's calling you.
Yeah. Nobody's interrupting me.
That's a very pretty shirt you're wearing.
Thank you.
I got it
from Shein. Shein. Whatever it's called. Shein. I just got it.
It's really cute.
I have a feeling, though, it's going to shrink.
Doesn't look like it's cotton.
I don't know. I feel like I get everything and I can only wear it once because then my long-ass torso shrinks everything. My washing machine. Okay. We gotta go, guys. Stephanie's about to blow up my car.
What the fuck was that?
All right. Well, this is a short one, but...
I don't even know what it was about, but I had fun talking to
you. It's a whole lot of nothing. But that's okay. So we won't be on until not next week, the following week.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get some more better material for you guys if we can have...
We've said that for over a year.
We can have 12 weeks. At least we're still doing it.
I just remember saying that a last softball season.
Well, we're a mess. I don't know what you guys want from us. You know, if you've listened to us this long, you know.
Yeah, you know. If you know us at all, you know.
Right.
You don't even have to listen to our nonsense.
Hey, at least we're still here. We get an A for effort.
Yes.
All right, guys. We will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.